Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to an episode of Coffee Klipa, short form podcast for Weed of Innocent. I'm thinking about this upcoming week, and of course, we should each be drinking a little bit of coffee. Now, topic conversation is it doesn't have to be perfect to be good. And here's what I mean. This last week, I took Caden camping, and it wasn't perfect. It was far from perfect, but it was still good. And here's the reason why. We plan a little bit, right? I got a tent, and I grabbed some meat from Whole Foods, and we were rock and rolling. But it wasn't perfect. The tent could have been better for the conditions we were in. It was super cold. I forgot all the utensils. We ended up just having a sharp knife and no plates, but we had a pan, so it was fine. But not allowing perfection to get in the way of a good experience, I think, is my takeaway from our camping trip. And the fact that there's so many times where I look at different things I want to do by myself or with the kids, maybe go learn a new skill. For example, we're getting into archery now. And the first thing that goes to mind is like, oh, I don't have a perfect setup for camping. I don't have the perfect, you name the thing. And so you just choose not to do it. But don't allow perfection in whatever you're pursuing to get in the way of a good time. And frankly, when it's good and not perfect, it only adds to the experience. Like at night, Kate and I, we were super cold. We didn't sleep. But that adversity, that struggle, we're able to talk about in the morning. We're able to appreciate the day and the sun more. We'll appreciate our bed more. So for that, I'm grateful it wasn't perfect. I'm grateful it wasn't the Ritz-Carlton because it made us appreciate our house even more. And so for that, I'm glad it was good. I'm glad the experience wasn't perfect. And I think that, you know, whatever we're going to pursue, like we've talked about on this show, I'm always trying to do new things, whether it's scuba diving, archery, we just did camping, we're going to go hunting, whatever. I don't want perfection to get in the way of at least trying new things. And I think that if you're listening out there, you know, like you're doing all the research online, you're doing the best you can to put yourself in the best position for success. Of course, you want to have some experience and some gear, but sometimes you just got to go out there and go experience those new things and learn through the experience. And frankly, I think, especially for me, with my children, it's like, that's kind of part of the journey is that they're seeing you learn, adapt, grow, and evolve and improve. And I think there's something special about that. So my motivation for this week specifically came from camping was the idea that we did not have the perfect gear. We didn't have the perfect tent or the perfect warm blanket, but that didn't stop our experience from being really great because that was part of the experience. And I think sometimes we forget about those things. You know, we went fishing, didn't catch anything, but it wasn't about the fishing. It was about the time, right? And so although part of me was like, hey, I got to go research the best bait, the best tide time, the best this, it doesn't really matter. It's just time. And that time spent, that time overcoming struggle, I think it just connects people even more. So, you know, if you've been thinking about going out there camping, you've been thinking about going out there doing something new, but you feel a little bit nervous about it, like you don't have everything locked in, dude, just go do it. And then hit me up on the newsletter and let me know how it went because I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to have a phenomenal time and so is your family and you're going to learn that experience. You're going to either decide if you want to do it again or maybe not do it again. I really appreciate you guys listening to these Coffee Klipas. They're just a glimpse into my life, you know, sometimes business, sometimes family, sometimes fitness. And, you know, we're just trying to move the ball forward. So I hope everybody's out there trying to reach their potential. I know I sure as hell am. And don't allow perfection, especially when you're trying new things, to get in the way of good. That goes for jiu-jitsu. That goes for CrossFit. That also goes for camping. Let's get it.